the obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a new favorite giant, and I'm not ashamed to say it. His name is Raphael Devers.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
That's really a shame. It really is. That was just 3 weeks ago that Guru proclaimed Raphael Devers his favorite giant, and it was today that he dubbed the nickname Raphael Nevers.
No, stop.
So are you done with Devers?
No, I'm still rooting for him. They still got action. Real quick, Steiny, you know we keep it real. Part of my childhood, one of the greatest TV shows was The Cosby Show.
Sure.
And the son on there was Malcolm Jamal Warner, who I just saw passed away in a drowning accident. Dead at 54, so rest in peace to Malcolm Jamal Warner. Wow, man, that's sad.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
It's too bad. Where do you go from there? Hey, how many family reunions do you have a year?
It was the Yoon reunion. Huh. This was not, but what, this family.
So you've had two family
So you want to go here. You didn't show. You want to go, huh? Evan, thank you for your brother, Jack. That's truly my brother. So are you.
He was golfing in San Leandro.
Alameda.
So
that's not close.
Oh, please. It's Steven said. It was only 20 minutes to Goose.
20 minutes. Hey, he met Norm. Yeah.
Well, it's 20 minutes there, but it was like 45 to get back to the city.
No, yeah. Hey, Evan, thank you. But anyway, one. Every 4 years, we have one family one.
Okay.
Yep.
And
this was the Union City reunion. They asked about you.
Norm had just lost a game of dominoes, so I felt like I didn't meet the 100% Norm. He was a little down when I met him.
Hot. Evan said he might have been in his feelings. I got to relay that to Pops, man. You got to do a better job.
This is going
to
be the dumbest question I've ever asked. But
Question is the one you don't ask.
How much money did you guys play for?
Oh, they were playing. He was playing with his buddy. I wasn't there.
Like, what, 5-10 a hand? Or
I don't know.
What do they call it, a deal?
Yeah. What's gamble on sports.
How did you do this weekend?
I took the weekend off. Yeah. Thank God.
So the Giants.
I'm going to give you a three, early three. What do you do? It's nobody's fault, though, huh? Somebody's got to figure out what's going on. You said you don't know. I get it, but man.
When do you say, as a fan, what's going on is that we're an average baseball team? And when you stack the personnel up against all the other teams in the major league, or let's just say the National League, is it preposterous that seven teams are better than them? And when I look at this team and the lineup, I don't see this team significantly underachieving. Now, obviously, they're 11-19 over their last 30.
That stinks.
It's awful, but they're still four over. And, you know, it's up to the Giants fans to figure out or to feel how they feel about this team right now at 52-48 and whether they think they have a realistic chance to make a run or not, get into the postseason and make some noise. I'm starting to think that they might not have enough right now. Enough, I mean they like just –
They were 12 over, though, Steiny. They've been 12 games. And I know it's 162. I'm interrupting. Do you think that was a mirage now? Do you think that was kind of a fluke? Because if you hold them to that standard, this is substandard, especially when you get a bat like Devers. Every game's not played on third and King. He's just off right now along with the other guy. That 230 stat was just like, wow. But it's got to change quick, fast, in a hurry. Like, I thought they had action. Steiny, I'm being real. At the division, and the math is there. Freddie Freeman got hit on the wrist. Who knows what his future is? But the bottom line is, you just can't take anything for granted with this team.
But my question is, why would you take anything for granted with this team?
They had a great bullpen. Their starting pitching was filthy. They had two starters in the All-Star game, along with one from the bullpen. Okay, that's just the pitching. And I get if you expect them to, you know, the bar that they set was so damn high. But, Steiny, if all the pitchers were getting shelled, you could kind of say, you know what, okay, maybe this is just a bad stretch, but it's not that. They just are impotent at the plate.
Well, I mean, look, Verlander's been terrible, right? He's been pretty lousy.
Give it to you.
Not just because he's 0-8, but his ERA's up around 5, and he was actually brought in here to solidify this rotation a little bit. They knew they had Webb and Ray at the top. They knew they had Birdsong and Roop at the bottom, and I think they felt like Verlander was going to be a real, real nice number three. He hasn't been that at all. And then, of course, Birdsong's been struggling. Roop's been solid. But it puts so much pressure on Webb and Ray. And then you have a weekend like this past one where Webb and Ray don't win games. And now you're in some trouble.
So this is just me. I've gone here and I'm asking you a real question. I know offensive coordinators, when the offense malfunctions or they don't have the gains that one wants, they get fired. You look there. Same with the defense. I'm asking you, Stani, since we don't have the answer between the two of us, this offense has been just stale this whole year. Are you telling and looking at me saying this is just who they are? Because if you are, that means there's no standards. You got hitters. I'm not saying you got Gwynn and Robin Yount and Paul Molitor, but the bottom line is, when do you look at the hitting coach for the sake of just looking at the hitting coach now that Devers enters the equation and he can't look like himself? At what point do we say, maybe you could get more instruction from that component of your team and maybe it would help the everyday players? Or am I just bad defense I'm reaching?
I mean, I just think that's not who Posey is. It's not what he's going to do. He extended Melvin when the team wasn't playing well, and I think he did that on purpose. I think he did that to show the team that he thinks they should be better, and it's not Melvin's fault. I would look at firing a guy like Pat Burrell as a 100% cosmetic move to maybe mollify the fans a little bit. Mm. I don't know... how you process it, but Rafael Devers is hitting .208 since he's gotten here. I just don't, like, there's no connection I make between Devers at .208 and Pat Burrell. Like, I just don't. And
because he has accomplished. I was talking about the other guys. Well, ditto for pedestrian the whole year.
Ditto for Chapman. Ditto for Adamas.
Bailey?
I mean, you can't turn it. You can't make a guy who can't hit.
Mm.
So I just don't. I mean, you know what? This is the way I feel. Go ahead, fire Burrell. Go ahead. Like, go ahead. Do it. And who knows? Maybe it'll work. But I think it's cosmetic. I just don't.
But some people use cosmetics. Now I need to. And they look better at it.
I said, go ahead and fire him.
No, I'm not saying.
No, seriously, fire him. Like, if you think this team needs a jolt, you're not going to fire Melvin. You just extended him.
Right.
Go ahead. Like, and I'm not being smart. Go ahead and fire him. See what happens. But I don't think it's, I don't think Burrell's a problem. But I can't say that for sure. I don't know. What about this?
The offense is a big part of the problem. It's 92% of what ails them.
Yeah, I would actually start dropping that down a little bit to about 75%.
Damn.
Because I think they got, I don't think they're a great fielding team. And I think we're starting to see some real.
Warts?
No, some limitations of the starting pitching staff. Let's put it that way. They just.
What'd you make of Ray yesterday? It was a labor.
Yeah, I mean. It's
no command.
I don't care if he's how great of a pitcher he is. It just doesn't seem like he's getting stronger as the season goes on. But look,
and I could understand that. Almost perfect him and Webb have been.
Yeah, I mean this is what happens when you struggle to score and then you score. I mean, I just look.
Yeah, you're right. They got 6 runs yesterday.
I just look at it from a math perspective, believe it or not. And I just look up and down this lineup, okay? So, in general, all right? I mean, just think about this, and maybe we'll understand. They don't have guys who hit for average. They just don't. And it's been this way all year.
But, Stoney, that's the new Major League Baseball.
Fine.
All right.
But then you better hit for some power.
No, got you.
And they don't. So, in other words, here's what they have then. They have a bunch of guys who aren't great hitters who don't hit for power. Okay. Yeah. So how do you score a lot of runs? Like, it's virtually impossible to score a lot of runs when you realize that even the guys who get on base at some point during a game, the next batter that the pitcher has to face is probably a guy who doesn't hit great. I mean, it's like, it's, you know, you look at Jung-Hoo Lee gets on, great. And then, you know, somebody else gets on, and then you're looking at who's batting, and you're like, okay, Bailey, Yaz, and somebody else who's hitting 220. Like, they just don't have enough hitters.
Yeah, and we were, again, I know this is just one play or one example of the series in Toronto, but we were together Friday. You start the game in the second half, we know it's past 81 games, with two hits. Here comes your big bopper. And I said to you and Evan, okay, I know it's just one game, but man, this is how you get started and kind of turn it around. Devers double play. Like the fire extinguisher, it's multiple, you know, batters, but it seems like when they have something going or a pitcher will walk two batters or two runners get on and the pitcher doesn't have control, Stoney, the next hitter will swing and bail the pitcher out to me rather than, you see Stoney struggling, take a couple pitches, but it just seems like they can't get it going. And that Devers double play, I know it was the first inning, but Stoney, it just sets the tone to me, man.
I mean, the other thing is you may as well have traded Wilmer Flores when you acquired Devers, because he's been awful since Devers got here. Mm. His at-bats have gone down a little bit. He's now hitting 241. Yeah. I want to say he was up at 270, something like that, when Devers came.
Yeah.
So there's just nobody who's consistently hitting on this team, you know, outside Ramos, who's coming, who hasn't hit well in the last month either.
And real quick, and look what I'm doing. When Chapman was out, I told you all, and I stood by it and still do, okay, we're not going to see the real giant lineup with Devers until Chapman gets back. Guess what, Stoney? He's been back, and nothing's changed. No. So if you're right, then it boils down to personnel.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just – if you're a Giants fan, and I know you're frustrated, especially the last month since they got Devers, but do you really believe this team right now for 100 games has underachieved?
Oh, I totally do.
Yeah, I'm starting to think they haven't. Like, I'm not, like, when they're 41-29,
yeah,
that doesn't mean they're a 41-29 team.
Yeah, but you went and hit the plus button on the calculator and added a bopper.
Right. But you lost pitching. You lost pitching depth. And now the guys that you're relying on are struggling a little bit.
But Stoney Harrison wasn't Bumgarner. You know what I mean? He couldn't even. He was a spot starter at best.
They probably like to have Harrison. You know, a choice between Harrison and Birdsong right now, or if, you know, you wonder, like, we wondered why Verlander started Friday night. I don't know why he started Friday night.
Well, he got no run support, but not that that was going to change anything. But, man, I don't know. I'm running out of answers, man. Josh Ram on the YouTube, goo, they can't hit. I think that's what you've been saying.
They can't hit, and they're not pitching great right now either. This is John Smoltz on Verlander. How come Verlander stinks, Johnny?
You got to believe that Justin, I've called him the ultimate 10-speed bike. What I mean is he's always pitched in gears. He should be what everybody looks at for the future of baseball. Nobody's doing that, right? So he had 98, 99 when he wanted it. He opened up at 94 in his prime. He could go nine innings. He channeled those gears. And we all strip gears when we get older. And he's probably down to a few gears. And I thought that was the perfect place for him. I really did. I know he's coming back from, you know, a couple of injuries. I feel like I was in that boat with Boston and St. Louis. And it's tough, man, when you're used to doing things certain ways and adapting and it doesn't go right. You would think, and I'm speaking for myself, I pressed so hard and was so much of a wreck in Boston that I couldn't believe that I had 21 years prior to that. Like, it was an out-of-body experience. I did not have a great shoulder. I was coming back from shoulder surgery. I thought I could do X, and it just didn't work out. It worked out much better in St. Louis. But I think that a few more starts, I know it sounds crazy, but I think Justin, depending on his health, and I know he's had some tough luck, this is shocking, right? I mean, this is not what everybody thought was going to happen.
John Smoltz.
Yeah, and there was no clarity in regard to – that sounded like he never figured it out. But I don't know what you were expecting for Verlander, Stoney, but I knew it wasn't the 2012, at least I didn't think, version of him. But I thought Ray and Webb and Birdsong and Roop would hold it down. But I'll say this is about the hitters. If you're right and they really don't got the hitters, I think what we're seeing from them as a collective is still underachieving. I get what you're saying. I still think they're under, like, those numbers you just spewed. Like, that's incredible. That's ineptitude at its finest. So if you're telling me, Stoney, that's not going to get better, in 8 days this team might be 500 or below.
It's possible. It's possible. Let me ask Giants fans a question. Who do you think the opposition fears in that lineup? Does anybody get pitched around? Does anybody – who's protecting somebody well, if you will?
I'm going to use your line. I'm going to go the back of the baseball card, and you could say, Goo, I don't see that. But there's two guys I think that have that respect. Obviously, one, Devers, but I'm seeing him get challenged left and right. And I don't know if you still are on Adames, but he hit one out, crushed it. On a good day, Stoney, you gotta be careful with him. But that's the closest two answers I have for you.
Let's go to Leroy in Oakland.
Lee,
hey Leroy, how you doing?
Hey, what's up? Happy Monday, you guys.
Back at you.
Hey, you know I'm a lifelong Giants fan, and you know it's a trip, man. I don't know how I feel about I'm gonna say my Giants, Stoney. They're a mystery to me. Like, it seems like they have enough to compete. Like, are they better than the Mets? Yeah, all right, they're about even. Can they beat the Braves? Are they better than the Braves? Yeah, they have a better record. I had said a couple of weeks ago where I'm just waiting till around August 8th, August 10th to see where the Giants is. And for me, in that stretch coming up, they have like 6 games with the Mets. And those 6 games are going to be extremely important. And then right after that, we got that 4-game set with the Padres. But I'm looking forward because they're such a mystery. And I'm like, man, we got Adames. We got, yeah, they're struggling. But and our pitching was nice. And I always say that, you know, Posey pulled the trigger early because we were rolling before Devers got here, man. I mean, everybody was hitting. We were like the hottest team in baseball, and I don't know what that is. I'm not blaming him, but when we got here, just everybody went to sleep. So, you know, it's just such a mystery, and I'm hoping, you know, they wake up and start playing some good baseball, because I do think the Giants have the talent. But we'll know something come August 8th. So let's just
see. Hey, Leroy, real quick, you're not dare saying they shouldn't have got Devers, right?
No, Goo, we got history. I wanted a pitcher. I wanted a left-hander.
All right.
So, there you go.
All right.
Thanks, Leroy. Yeah.
Hey, I mean, you feel how you feel, but man, Stoney, that was Christmas. I opened up the gifts all along with Giant fans. I keep going to Jim Bowden, who joined us. It wasn't just us. They had all eyes of the baseball world on them after this move. They looked attractive. They had earned that attraction with their record, their pitching, their bullpen. But you know what I'm starting to feel? And shout out to ATCO Pest Control, because I'm going to put it right on the table. Their ability, or uncanny ability, to not blow teams out even when they win, I looked at that like a plus, Stoney, and I'm starting to think if that were fool's gold.
Which part?
The fact that every game was so close.
Well, they're going to play close games. Like, there's no way around
that. When they were 12 over and they were showing us and demonstrating they could be the they could win those games, I'm like, okay, this is what we do. This is what they do. But now I'm learning White Sox, Marlins, you know, I can't shake that. Like, maybe that was a bad sign. That was a sign to say you can't keep relying to have things go your way all the time. But now you're not hitting. And Stani, they're what, four more losses away from being 500?
Yeah, we'll see.
I got you. All right.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, they got the Braves this week, today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. We'll see. We'll see. But my question to Giants fans is, I mean, what do you do now with the trade deadline coming up next Thursday? Do you buy? Do you sell? Do you sit tight? And I got to tell you, I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do.
Except opposing how he's feeling.
Listen, I don't claim to be an expert on their minor league system, but would you really be willing to give up some prospects or some minor leaguers to get some help for this team right now with the hope that they can get it together, climb the standings, and eventually get into the wild card? I got to tell you, that to me, I know everybody loves to say, let's add. I mean, we're still four over 500. Let's add. But if you've got some guys sitting in your minor leagues that you really like, and I'm sure there's more players they like than just Wizenhunt and Eldridge.
Well, then you
got to be careful.
Yeah, but it's about your gut feeling. Posey's played this game. Farhan didn't. And I'm just saying to you, Stani, if he heard this show the first hour and he hears you reading off those numbers, the ineptness of the batters as a collective, then he has to, or he can feel, and I understand it, they'll bounce back. This is not who Stani really is. He's performing below his standard. I would add, I would still think, okay, the reason we're struggling at the plate is it's not who we are.
Yeah,
But you can name five guys underperforming. You kind of did.
Right now, let's assume that the Giants.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
They're four over. I'd be more inclined to sell than to buy at this point, because you do have. I think Robbie Ray would have some value.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it.
Man, that would be a 180, Stani. That's putting a caddy in reverse of what we thought was going to happen once that trade was announced, and we hadn't brought this up. What's going on with my man, my personal favorite, in left field? Stani, he misplayed a ball like
he's
he was
not a
in
good
college.
Fielder. We've seen that all
right,
year
but,
long.
And but, it's though, like,
but that's who he
with
is.
With your limited offense, you can't afford. I mean, to come in and misjudge a ball like he did, I'm like, man, what? And he's not lighting it up at the plate either. And I'm not saying you can't give up on him. I'm not saying that at all. But, man, public enemy, Chuck D, Stani, how low can you go?
Well, I mean, like,
as
this
a fielder.
This is kind of what I mean. I mean, we knew he wasn't a good fielder. We knew he didn't take great routes. And now, when you don't do that, it's absolutely, positively, it kills you. And, okay, I mean, this is the thing. Ramos, like, who is he? What is he? Okay.
I thought I knew.
What do you think he is?
A borderline all-star, and he's got that on his resume. I thought maybe he could sustain that level of play at the plate.
I mean, to me, he's a 270 hitter, 20 to 25 homers, and 80 RBIs.
He could play on my team all day, every day, in this new era of baseball.
All right.
But he's not doing that.
I mean,
I'm just saying, here in the last, 70, 80 at-bats, Stani, he is slumping.
Right, but overall this season, what's he doing? I mean, I think he's basically... He's hitting 267. He's got 14, tie for the league, team leading homers. Like, I don't think Ramos is having a bad year. He's not. He's hitting 267, 14 homers. He's not a good fielder.
I'm just saying he's slumping. But, yeah, when you take that into the field, I get good fielder robbing home runs and all that. But now I'm talking about Stani just judging fly balls.
888-957-9570 is the number. And you've watched the Giants fans, over the last month, and things have gone south. Is it something that you think is fixable? Is it a matter of Buster Posey getting a few more players in here? Is it a matter of letting these guys figure it out on their own before the trade deadline? I don't know what you do if you're the San Francisco Giants. I think they are smack dab in the middle of no man's land right now. And I could see them almost sitting tight rather than giving up prospects for players they might not think are going to get them over the top. What's coming up on the game? The number here is 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.